Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here this morning with the morning devotional. My number is 484-919-8850. This morning I'd like to continue a little bit on the same vein as yesterday morning. If you're curious to know what that was, you can always listen to yesterday's devotional. And yesterday's devotional can be applied to many, many different ways, or many different situations, I should say. This morning I would like to look at Ezekiel 34, verse, I think it's, verse 3 to 8. And if you're, I guess I can read that. Okay, verse 2, it says, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they become meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not the flocks. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds. I will pour my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them." In light of yesterday's devotional in reaching out, this has been quite a burden for me here in Ezekiel 34. It's speaking to the shepherds. And we live in a culture and we live in a time where we do look at these verses and automatically our thoughts go to the leaders and so on in our churches. But I would like to challenge us all this morning. Jesus Christ had a shepherd's heart. The question comes, should not all of Jesus' followers then also have a shepherd's heart? Another question that I think we should ask, is it going to stand in Judgment Day when we just looked at these verses here and we leave this up to someone else? Is there nothing that we can do? In verse 4, it says, "The diseased have ye not strengthened." We live in a time here in the Western culture, here in the United States, where there's many people in the United States that have been hurt along the way. They've been diseased. And the disease came from the old serpent, the devil. And so many times we look at people and all we see is the exterior, and we excuse ourselves and say, well, this is something that they kind of brought on themselves, and we excuse this. Jesus said that he didn't come for those that are well, but he came for those that are not well. Those that need healing is the ones that he came for. Question that I would have for us as individuals, where are our hearts? Maybe we will say, well, I've not been cut out for this. And you know, that may be true. But the encouragement that I would have for you this morning is to read these verses, and especially verse 4 here in Ezekiel 34:4. Read these verses and then allow yourself to pray, to open your heart to God. Allow yourself to just come open and transparent to the Lord. And first of all, receive his love, his healing, the blood of Jesus Christ into your own soul. But the point that I'm really trying to bring out here is that the Lord would bring in remembrance of those that are in your life that have been diseased, and yet no one seems to be reaching out to them. It says, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and cruelty ye have ruled them. One of the cruelest things that we can do to these people that we live around that have been hurt in many different ways, it's just simply being silent. A challenge for us today that we could actually seek out these people. The least or maybe the most that we can do for those around us that have been hurt and have been bitten by the old serpent, is to pray for them, maybe give them a hearty smile, a hearty welcome, and possibly even reach out to them. And like I said yesterday morning, the saying that's out that seemingly is so true, that hurt people hurt people. But if we know our Lord Jesus Christ and we can look to him for every incident that we are hurt by reaching out to those that are hurting, this can be very rewarding. And yes, it is something, if we ask ourselves and truly ask ourselves, is this not the heart of our loving Heavenly Father? I just encourage you all to go out there today and to seek opportunities to those that once knew the Lord, but along the way have become bitter and turned their backs to the Lord, and in some way, encourage them, draw them back to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for everyone that's listening to this message here. I just pray, Father, that you would strengthen each person that is willing, each person that truly has a shepherd's heart. I pray that you would strengthen them and that you would fill them with faith and courage and willingness to meet up with these people today and the following days, and to reach out And I pray, Lord, that, yes, that each one of these that are willing to reach out, that they would get to know you in a greater way, that they would get to know your healing power through the Lord Jesus Christ, through what has been done on the cross, through reaching out. Amen.